There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Well, we've had more rain here on the mountain, and it really feels like winter now. Everything is soaked, the days are short, and the red-bellied newts are out and about on the trails looking for bugs and worms. I love all the seasons up here for different reasons. The thing I love about winter is that it can feel like a time of hibernation and going inward. This morning, I woke up feeling like I had a knot in my belly. There was a sense of fear that surrounded it, and some sadness. I was also feeling some stress around work stuff. And since today is the day that I write and record the meditation, I took some time to feel into what was going on for me. And after meditating and sitting with the feelings and sensations for a while, but not really getting any closer to understanding what was going on, I decided to try another approach and went out for a walk with Bodhi. Getting outside and moving around some always seems to loosen up any feelings of being stuck. And that's what was going on. I was stuck. Fears from my childhood coming up as the fears of the grown man I am today. They sure do feel real, though, and immediate when I'm feeling them. As I walked, I thought about the words of Adyashanti about the importance of keeping an open heart. And I realized that my heart was not open. I was being hard on myself, shaming myself, just like I used to do when I was a kid. Really, it felt a little like that kid was there in me, shaming himself too. Finding this perspective gave me the courage to open my heart to that scared kid inside me. And as soon as I did that, the fear started to loosen. Sometimes the thing life is asking us to do can just feel so impossible. This morning, I didn't have it in me to loosen up and forgive myself. But when I stopped trying to change what I was feeling, and instead opened my heart to my own fears, I learned something about myself and wound up feeling a little better as a side effect. So tonight's meditation is on heart-centered awareness. I want to thank everyone who's supporting the podcast by subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus. I know a lot of you get Listen to Sleep Plus and then listen to the regular feed because you like it, and I think that's great. If you'd like to get the podcast without any ads a day earlier each week, along with some perks to help you sleep, subscriptions to Listen to Sleep Plus start at just $3 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. And you can get more information about all the levels that you can support the podcast at on the website, listentosleep.com, or you can click the link in the show notes. Your support is what allows me to be your bedtime storyteller and meditation guide, and I very much appreciate it. Another way to support the podcast is by purchasing a sleepy audiobook as a gift for someone you care about. You can get classics like Treasure Island, Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, and more, all read as sleepy bedtime stories by me for just $5.50 each. And you'll get an MP3 link that you can download, so you can keep a copy for yourself and send the link as a gift. All the audiobooks I've narrated are also on the website, listentosleep.com. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. And just take a couple more deep breaths on your own time, at your own pace. And let's just sense into the body, bringing our awareness to the body. Sensing any tension or a feeling of contraction in the body. Just let your awareness go to those sensations. And if you don't feel any tension or contraction in the body, just pick a spot where you feel something neutral. Or you don't really notice it. Are there any emotions with those sensations? Any feeling tones? Pleasant. Unpleasant or neutral. Simply letting awareness be with the sensations in the body. Maybe imagine yourself simply sitting there with the sensation, being with it. Or maybe there are thoughts that come. Thoughts of the past or future, that's okay too. We're just going to be with these thoughts and sensations for a moment. Sometimes people or situations or our own thoughts can cause us to become reactive, and that can make it easy to contract, to feel tension in the body, and unpleasant feeling tones. It can take courage to simply notice that this has happened and begin to see things differently. The courage needed to open our heart to the situation, the thoughts, the people, and ourself. One way to open the heart into heart-centered awareness is to simply allow the sense of you to move to the center of your chest. We can start by noticing where you feel the sense of you most strongly. What I mean is, where in the body does it feel like you are? For most of us, this is behind the eyes or somewhere in the head. Just feel into this. Can you sense where what feels like you is in the body? Now, see if you can allow that sense to simply drift into your jaw, so that the sense of you and the sense of the jaw are the same. Just allowing yourself to feel the sensations in the jaw as your awareness moves there. Feeling the jaw as the jaw. And just continuing to drop down into the throat, feeling the throat as the throat. And down into the center of the chest, bringing awareness to the center of the chest, and just resting here, noticing the sensations of being yourself, but from an awareness that is here. This heart-centered awareness. Notice how you can sense into any other part of the body from here. You can sense into any contracted or unpleasant feelings you noticed earlier, and simply bring them into this heart-centered awareness, into this open-heartedness. If there are thoughts that are unpleasant, can you bring them into this heart-centered awareness, into this space of openness and love, where things can simply be? This can be a very healing place to connect with, allowing us to cultivate feelings of love for both ourselves and others. You can stay here for as long as you like. Thank you for your practice.